Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Summer of Lost and Found by Mary Alice Munro. Read by Cassandra Campbell.
Dedicated to my dear friends of Friends in Fiction. Thanks for the encouragement, the love, and the sprints. Mary Kay Andrews, Kristen Harmel, Christy Woodson Harvey, Patty Callahan Henry. Chapter 1. Beware the Ides of March. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. March 2020. How could this happen to her? Again? Linnea Rutledge drove her vintage gold VW Bug across the vast expanse of marshlands on the arching roadway known as the Connector. It was the main route from the mainland to the small island she called home. Below, the tide was low, revealing marsh grass that was just beginning to green at the bottom, one of the Lowcountry's first signs of spring. When Linnea reached the apex of the roadway, she caught her first glimpse of the Atlantic Ocean. Today, she didn't feel her usual euphoria. Rather, she felt numb. She crossed onto Isle of Palms and drove the short distance seaward to Ocean Boulevard, less than a mile more until she reached the quaint house she called home. Primrose Cottage was one of the few remaining 1930s houses on the island. It sat now dwarfed by the luxury mansions that dominated the boulevard. Pulling into the gravel driveway, hearing the crunch of stone under tires, Linnea climbed from her car and walked swiftly to the front door, struggling with tumultuous thoughts of the injustices of fate. She didn't take in the first signs of wildflowers dotting the dunes, or stop to enjoy the heady scent of honeysuckle along the fence. Linnea climbed the stairs with savage purpose, seeking safety. She pushed open the door, then closed it behind her and leaned against it, as one holding back a storm. Closing her eyes, she panted, mouth open. She held herself together by sheer force of will while she gathered her personal photographs and belongings and carried them out in a cardboard box from her cubicle office at the South Carolina Aquarium. Her face muscles ached from hoisting a smile and bidding teary farewells.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?